Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
17 rushes, 17 passes. Can't get any more balanced than that. And here is Cousins. Cousins turning the corner. And Cousins close to the goal line. And a touchdown. Kirk Cousins getting the touchdown, and he points to Brandon Scherff, his Pro Bowl right guard, and getting up is Pernell McPhee, who's chasing Cousins. And it was McPhee who missed the tackle on Cousins, who scores on a 9-yard run.
That was Dick Stockton being woken up from a nap in the middle of a Redskins-Bears game, I think. I mean, could we get a little excited for the touchdown, please, Dick? Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. That was Fox Sports on the call. We love football. We love the Redskins. I know those two things are true. Will the Redskins in this town, will the NFL still be king in 20 years? That's the question. Richard Deitch of SI had six beat writers, 49ers, Browns, Cowboys, Colts, Broncos, Patriots, all over the country, discuss this in his SI roundtable piece. It was not a universal yes. There were no's in there as well. Do you think the NFL gets surpassed by the NBA or another game in the next 20 years? You could tweet me at Grant H. Paulson if you'd like. I want to know what you think on the phones at 800-636-1067. Jared on Twitter says, was 100% football in college. I now watch more baseball. NFL has too many new rules, no fun, etc. Feel like the game has changed. I think he's in the minority, but people like that might be out there. Mike says, I cannot see the NFL or any level of football surviving in its current form due to CTE. Things change over time. Go back and listen to a radio show from 15 years ago. Listen to the content on the show. Listen to the opinions that got to be disseminated. Listen to the vernacular and diction, the terms, the words that were used. Everything has changed since then. Everything. The world changes. Society changes. So it's easy to sit here right now and say the game's too popular. Fantasy football's too big a deal. There's too much money in the TV contracts. At some point, life kind of passes you by. And I think the game is going to look very different. The question is, will the changes made to football that are absolutely coming, there's no way to avoid them, will it water down the product enough or look so different optically for those of us watching at home that we don't like watching the game as much or going to the game and all of a sudden basketball surpasses it? See, I think the game will be very different. I think it might be less popular. My answer is that it'll still have a stranglehold on the country as the number one sport. And it has to do with the fact that less is more, that we get one game a week. The structure of having Sundays built around the NFL. This was the opinion of one of the writers. He said, football is cultural. Sundays or football day. Used to be a day for church, and for some people it still is. As they say in the movie The Concussion, football took Sunday away from the church. I can tell you that I see no lack of zeal for the game in my son's generation of players, says this writer who's got a son who plays college football. I think the fact that you're always wanting more, that you mostly just get games on Sunday once a week, that structure of talking about the game, building up to the contest all week long, I think we're always going to love this game. I think it'll be number one throughout my lifetime. I believe that. Now, fast forward 100 years, I think, you know, we're just going to change so much as a people and know so much that maybe football isn't played as a tackle, physical, violent sport. But it's not going to change in the next 20 years. Gary and Olney, go ahead.
Hey, Grant, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I firmly believe that in the next 20 years, we're going to see a tremendous decline in participation in football. I was talking with an orthopedic surgeon recently. It deals with a lot of sports injuries, concussions, and he feels that you're going to start seeing areas of the country in the high school starting to do away with football. I think the NFL can do, say, and do all the things they want to do, But when moms and dads are thinking about sending their little boys out on the gridiron, I think they're going to be thinking about brain injuries, and less kids are going to be playing football.
Yes.
And eventually, the NFL may just go by the wayside.
So, Gary, here's what I don't know. It's a good phone call. Thank you. I know that less kids are playing football today than used to. I know that. I know that parents today are having more difficult conversations about whether or not their kids should be allowed to play football than has ever happened before. And that participation is down. What I don't know is, will that actually affect talent pool? Will there actually not be enough kids to play in high school and in college and in the NFL? Will the best athletes start choosing basketball and baseball? Because if the answer to those questions are still no, then you know, me not playing youth football, it wouldn't have changed anything. I was never going to play in the NFL. 98% of kids aren't. What about the really important 2% or whatever in youth football they're going to play in college and the 1% they're going to play in the NFL? I mean, are those best athletes going to choose something else? Pete Medhurst, who keeps you abreast, updated every half hour here on The Fan, texted me. He helps coordinate youth football where he's at in Anne Arundel County. Pete tells me they got the fewest teams that they've ever had in his time on that post. Those kinds of anecdotes are everywhere. Participation is down. I can say on the radio today, and I don't think I've ever voiced this, and I don't even know if I've ever come to this realization until very recently, I'm not going to let my kid play youth football. No way. I played as an ankle biter. I played in middle school. I played in JV. I played early on in high school. I don't think I'll let my kid play football until high school, as of right now. Maybe my opinion will change, or if the game changes, I don't know. There's enough other ways, though. Flag football is a huge up-and-coming thing Drew Brees is pushing, but I will not allow my child to play tackle football in grade school. There's no chance. It's not going to happen. I've heard a guy way smarter than me, Dr. Bennett Amalu, say too many times that the brain does not properly develop until you're 18 years old. He's smarter than me. We call in these geniuses, these brilliant people all the time. We ask for their opinion, and then we disrespect what they say. We disregard it. It's like, hey, here's a doctor who wants to tell me about the climate and whether it's changing or not. Well, I don't agree with his opinion, so it doesn't matter. Now, that guy's smarter than me. Bennett Amalu's smarter than me. Mark in Erie, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up? All right, well, you're not doing what I need you to do. Let's go to Pete Medhurst, who's on the phone. Pete, you just texted me. Pass this nugget along. This is big, I think.
Well, Grant, I think what the bigger thing is, you know, I think the popularity is always going to be there at that highest level, but clearly from a participation standpoint, we're seeing fewer and fewer kids sample football, especially at younger ages. I mean, we've got some organizations that have typically entered, you know, 7 or 8 teams with all the different weight classes and age classes, and a couple of those organizations are either down to 0 or in some cases, we've had a large organization that's down to 1 this year. So from a participation standpoint, you know, clearly, you know, we've got issues. But I also think we're part of our own worst enemy from that participation standpoint. As parents and as coaches at the youth level, we are so gung-ho to dress them up like gladiators of professional sports, to put helmets and shoulder pads and put them in full contact gear. Kids have a bad experience with contact in football at a young age. It may sour them on it,
sure.
Grant. We see this all the time. Kids get soured on it for good. They don't want to come back to it. We need to do a better job of introducing football, whether it be through NFL flag or other means of flag football, get them involved in the great skill and choreography of the game so they develop a love for the game and a hunger for the game. And then when we decide when their bodies are bigger and their bodies are more developed, their brains, their craniums are more developed, now we've got a kid that's better equipped to handle the physical contact that comes with football. I think sometimes we dress these kids up so early because they've got to look the part like everybody else that we really do them a disservice at a young age, and they never want to come back to it if they have a bad experience.
That's a great take. Real quick, do you guys have flag offered in Anne Arundel?
Yeah, we have different organizations offer flag through their own groups.
Okay.
And I think it's become a very popular thing. John Kaleo, the former quarterback at Maryland, through Under Armour, has done a great job in the offseason now during the spring to introduce flag football in the offseason. So it gives kids a chance to sample football,
right,
and get a chance to grow into the game, as opposed to going out there getting run over by somebody who's a little more skilled and never coming back to the game.
Well, and I think, and Pete, thank you for the call, buddy. Good catching up. And I thought that was a great nugget, and it added a lot, and I appreciate it. At that age, you're learning how to play football. You're learning conceptually offense, defense, to think like a football mind. You can do that in flag. You can do that in 7-on-7. You don't need contact for that. As you get a little bit older into the middle school, now it's about physical lessons and learning about, hey, you got to be bigger and stronger and faster. You can't win every time. But those lessons can come. 800-636-1067 is the number. Richard Deitch asked a bunch of NFL writers if the NFL is still going to be the king of sports in 20 years. Some said yes, some said no. I'm asking you that question on Grant and Danny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.